Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Live with Kathy. On Blog Talk Radio, the world's largest social network, reaching listeners not only locally, but in any country in the world. Our world is shrinking. Discover what the world has to say. Come on, hold hands. And I could see this golden chain, the link that's connecting all of us, all over the world. Do you want to find out what's happening? Or perhaps you want to have your own show? Log on blogtalkradio.com. And to hear any of my live archive shows, log on blogtalkradio.com/Kathy Watson. Thousands of shows and millions of listeners. Don't you want to be part of a consortium? Now there's a guest call-in number, 347-637-3789. 347-637-3789. Let your voice be heard. 2014, this is the year to reign supreme. Let me hear what you have to say. You know, my shows are eclectic, meaning that they're a variety of shows. They may be controversial, but never, never boring. And I need to know what it is that you'd like me to talk about. And if I don't have the answer, I'll get an expert on. Because I can't do this show alone. I rely on many experts, theologians, and spirituality, and religion, and I thank them. I'm not plagiarizing, I just quote them. There's so many of them that I'd have to take at least 45 minutes to thank them all. But I've learned to surround myself with mastermind people. I am not a genius at the computer, so I make sure that I have people that are around me. I am theater, the performing arts, and I love writing. I told you that I won third place in this letter writing contest, a contest with aging. That was in August. Yeah, August. Oh, how exciting that was. And once I get the epiphany to start writing, I have to stop everything. And the pen just doesn't stop. It just goes, goes, goes. So what dream do you have still dancing in your heart? Are you enjoying your good health? Do you want to enjoy it forever? Stay tuned, because that's what today's show is all about, but I have other issues that I want to address. My contact information, for one, the email is kathystudio@sbcglobal.net. And you could write to me at Post Office Box 95913, Hoffman Estates, Illinois, 60195. And if you want to, you could call me on my landline after the show, 847-882-8717. And then we could talk. You could share with me, you could bare your soul and tell me that you've been sitting on your butt all of these years, and what you really want to do is perform. Do you have a book, a topic? Is it fiction or is it nonfiction? Is it recipes? You know, I'm going to write the book, The Forbidden Hill, and it's going to be nonfiction. Just as The Elixir of Youth is nonfiction, Choices, revealed by successful entrepreneurs, sharing their stories, their ups, their downs, oh, the abyss that they had to prevail. Excuse me. Hi there. Oh, the silver fox just came in, and I wanted to remind him to stir his smoothie, and we're going to talk about coconut oil, later on in the show, because it's going to give you an opportunity to learn about something that's been so maligned all of these years. And yet it is the Dom Pérignon of a fruit. I don't know, is it a fruit or a vegetable? I think it's a fruit. Oh, you will just love it. But let's get back to, what dream do you have still dancing in your heart? Come on, you could call me. 347-637-3789. And let's talk about it. You know, life, we're talking about life now, is not a dress rehearsal. This is it. Now, you're going to have to give me a minute. I've got to turn the fan on. Just a minute. Merci. That's so much better. Oh, this room gets too hot. I know, we dropped 20 degrees. Yesterday it was 80. I live in Illinois, Schaumburg, Illinois. And now it's down in the 60s. Last night it was in the 40s. And I had to cover my spikes. But in any event, let's go back to, if you're going to write a book, I have the method. I have the business plan. And I'd love to help you, walk alongside you while you are fulfilling, achieving your dream. Don't you want to stand on the mountain? The greatest of journeys start with a dream. What dream do you have that would add to enjoyment in your life and good health? Because, you know, we know that life responds to our outlook. And if you're not having a positive, energetic outlook, it's just going to be toxic, negative thinking. And you're going to get sick. But what journey do you want? What journey are you on? Is it to enjoy good health forever? Do you know that that could happen? And do you know that you could just simply die from nothing? Make the transition just peacefully? It's all your choices. The way I see it, there are two kinds of dreams. One is a dream that's always going to be that, just that, a dream. Oh, maybe someday, oh, my mother didn't want me to have it, my father, my brothers, my sisters, my husband, oh, God did, oh, no. Ah, none of that works. Then there's the dream that's more than a dream. It's like a map that you live by and follow for the rest of your days, knowing that someday you're going to stand on top of the mountain, holding everything you thought and dreamed of right there in your hand. Oh, Kathy just doesn't understand what I've been through. Now you're down in the valley. Down in the valley, and there's this abyss. That this is the deep expanse of the unknown, and you want to see yourself on top of that mountain saying, Mazel tov, I made it, I made it. But you're too scared. You don't have any confidence. You've given up your life to other people. Isn't that too bad? Why would anyone give up their life to live through someone else's dreams? They ain't going anywhere. We already know that. Now you have two choices. Let's go back to choices again. Oh, there's the dream. Oh. Bubbles in the air, poof, 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 poof. Ain't going nowhere. And now, perhaps you just had a good long look at yourself in the mirror and said, nope, I'm going to make the decision to change. Change is constant. But in that, you have to shift your strategies to accommodate that change and take that quantum leap in believing in you. And just about the time, you know, you're talking about, I have this idea, I have this invention, and you don't do it, someone does, and you go, oh, they stole my dream. No, they didn't. They just acted on their dream. Because once you put it out in the universe, it becomes public domain. Anyone could get that thought. So you decided to take this quantum leap in believing in you because you do want to enjoy the best of the rest of your life. In good health. When you look good, you feel good. If you feel good, you look good. And then you start. Man, it seems that when you make the decision to change, everything around you is crumbling. And you have to give up the idea that things won't go right unless you worry about them. Worry is like a rocking chair. It'll give you something to do, but it won't get you anywhere. You see, this is actually good news because it's just a phase. The secret is you need to push through this and hold on. Ride that out. Think and grow rich. I bargained with life for a penny, and life would pay no more. However, I begged at evening when I counted my scanty store. For life is a just employer. He gives you what you ask. But once you've set the wages, why, you must bear the task. I worked for a menial's hire, only to learn dismayed that any wage I'd asked of life, life would have willingly paid. When you ask life for good health, they're willing, it's there, but you have to do the work. And it could go on forever and ever. What a marvelous legacy. You see, darlings, we cannot live a choiceless life. Every day, every moment, every second, there is choice. Choose wisely. Is your choice one or two? Are you living your life like it's golden? Are you enjoying good health? Do you want to enjoy it forever? It has to start now. And we have to backward turn backward. Oh, time in your flight, make me a child again just for tonight. You have to go back and clean up a whole bunch of stuff that you're carrying with you. And your cells, see, the brain and the body talk to each other. And the cells start to cry. And they're so unhappy. It's all your choice. Let's all slow down and dance with the now. Right this very minute, you are going to slow down and dance with the now. Can you do that? I think it was Steve Jobs who said, and this is really the truth, so many people are cowards. They don't know, they have no confidence in themselves. Don't you see, darling, that was your programming before you were born, when you were born, in the years that you were growing up? And you think that everyone else deserves it but you. Pick up that mirror right now and tell yourself how marvelous you are. Listening to Live with Kathy on Blog Talk Radio. Call in number is 347-637-3789. Now here are my websites. KathyWatsonSpeaks.com, SimplyAgeless.net. Log on. click on all of the buttons and be sure to click on the video. And then scroll down. The books, the ebook is free. I am really promoting the ebook. I want all of you to enjoy a life that I know that's eluding you because you're not investing in you. Hey, move over, Ponce de Leon. I have the secrets of the Fountain of Youth. Now, the only chapter is the Crowing Rooster, which is dedicated to men. But everything else is secret 1 through 9. Shh. I'm sharing with you. Now, if you want to reinvent the wheel, oh, just go ahead. I don't care. But if you want the book, get in touch with me, 347-637-3789. 80 pages long. It is powerful. The first hour is the rudder of the day. This is how you're going to enjoy good health forever, to know how to get the toxins moved out of your body. The foods, the drinks, but your thinking. Thoughts are not just things. They are the creator of things. Our work is done in mind alone, and the only equipment needed is thought. We live in mind, and it can only return to us what we think into it. Tomorrow is promised to no one. There's just today. We only have the present moment, sparkling like a star in our hand, melting like a snowflake. We teach people how to treat us. And Steve Jobs said, time is your life. I love sharing my lifetime with all of you 4 times a week. That's 4 hours. And then a lot of research and making sure that I'm up to date on everything. That makes me happy. And Confucius say, if you love what you're doing, you never work a day in your life. And I love what I'm doing. Scroll down, choices. Awe-inspiring choices revealed by successful entrepreneurs, introduced by Kathy Watson. Get the book. You can get it at a discount by calling me at 847-882-8717 or by calling in now. Or you could log on Amazon.com, Author House, Barnes & Noble. And then you go down and you'll see The Heart of the Lion. That was written with Tom Patrick. Oh, that is part fiction and part nonfiction, The Heart of the Lion. Yeah. My trip to Africa. And I have learned to always write a journal. Because you have so many aha moments. Oh, how I remember that. Yes, it was glorious. And the abadirs and seeing the elephants. There's a sign that says, be quiet while you're eating or drinking and the animals will do the same thing. Something, there's a sign posted. And oh, the photos that I have are tray magnificent. But Tom wrote a book, The Second Coming of Christ, Tom Patrick, and it's available at Amazon.com, Barnes & Noble, published by Tate Publishing and Enterprises. Was the Mayan calendar wrong? What happened to the prophecies of Nostradamus and the future events foretold by many seers, from the Hopi Indians to the Chinese? There's only one man who knows the answer for his discovery in the Yucatan, which begins his worldwide journey to prove what he has known for a year. The second coming of Christ has happened. And it's Father Jonathan Deshaies. The second coming of Christ has happened. You won't be able to put the book down. All of the books that you see on my website, you will not be able to put down. And then there's 101 great ways to improve your life. I believe that's with self-growth and maybe Amazon.com. I'm the passionate warrior. It's about life, not just my life. It's about your life, too. You're listening to Live with Kathy on Blog Talk Radio. And today's topic embraces good health. But is it good health of the body, of the mind, of the disposition, of your dreams? Ken Kies has 12 pathways to unconditional love and happiness. And freeing yourself, he says, I'm discovering how my consciousness dominating addictions create my illusionary version of the changing world of people and situations around me. This is all about your health. Number three, I welcome the opportunity, even if painful, that my minute-to-minute experience offers me to become aware of the addictions I must reprogram to be liberated from my robot-like emotional patterns. It could be that you think you don't deserve it. That's an addiction. Are you in a love, quote-unquote, relationship that's really an addiction? You could free yourself. It doesn't have to be coke or heroin or ecstasy or whatever, booze, you name it, smoking. It could be emotional. It can be an emotional abuse. So you want to be being here now. Pathway four. I always remember that I have everything I need to enjoy my here and now, unless I am letting my consciousness be dominated by demands and expectations based on the dead past or the imagined future. Oh, the brain is brilliant, brilliant, brilliant. Let go of the past. Look at it. Resolve it. Don't ignore it. It must come to resolution. And then you could get on with your life. Pathway five. I take full responsibility here and now for everything I experience, for it is my own programming that creates my actions and also influences the reactions of people around me. Pathway six, I accept myself completely here and now and consciously experience everything I feel, think, say, and do, including my emotion-backed addictions, as a necessary part of my growth into higher consciousness. You are a unique individual. You deserve happiness as much as the next person. It is your choice, your choice. You're listening to Live with Kathy on Blog Talk Radio. And today's topic, you could enjoy the goodness of life forever. It's really good health. But that's only one part of the triage. Health, life, diet, and exercise. And your choices. You know, you've heard the poem, sticks and stones will break my bones, but names will never hurt me. Whoever wrote that, I'd like to belt them. Mm-hmm. Take it out. I'd rather get a good slap on my derriere than to have anyone say anything hurtful to me. All right, here's a test. Now, I'm not medical. I have just been chosen to share all of this with you. I want you to stand up or sit down, I don't care where you are, and hold your right arm out or your left arm and have someone say to you, oh, Kathy, you are just marvelous. Try to push that hand down. It won't go anywhere. Now relax. Put that hand out there again. And the person will say to me, oh, Kathy, you really have no talent. You're going nowhere. Now push the hand. See what happens to it. And it goes, collapses all the way down. The power of words. Do you want to stay well forever? Then you're going to reprogram that computer disk that you have in that brain. Do you hear me? You're going to and you're going to give yourself a big hug. Tell yourself how marvelous you are. All right. I have a confession. Remember I told you that I'm an experienced sassy stair climber? Man, on March 9th when I climbed the Presidential Towers, 50 flights in 9 minutes, and I'm an octogenarian. Last year, it was 24 minutes, and I know what I did. I embraced the Olympiad mindset, and I said, I'm really going to do better this time. I could feel it in my bones. I was joyous. And I thought, when I made sure that no one made any mistakes, I thought, oh, the world, everyone is going to love it. No one cared. Oh, I got a couple of emails of bravo, mazel tov, congratulations. But no one cared. Huh. Man, was I in my pity pot. I was down in the valley. And then I thought, okay, enough of the drama. Pull yourself out of it. And I gave me a big hug. I said, you go, girl. That is awesome. Now, when you do something like that, it was equated to a hole-in-one. And then there was a little humor about that, because when you make a hole-in-one, you usually get a car. I wasn't expecting anything. Oh, I don't know, maybe a bouquet of flowers or something. So I was then again told that once you make a hole-in-one at that country club, you don't go back to it. So I'm not going back to the 50 flights, because the expectations will be beyond my expectations. And I'm rejoicing. I made it to the top. Wasn't even breathing hard. So this is what I'm going to do in February. Again, benefiting the American Lung Association, I will climb the Oak Brook Terrace 30 flights. I usually do it in under 13 minutes. That's enough. I decided to stop beating me up, always competing, always doing one better. No. I'm happy with 30 flights. That's all I'm doing. That's all I'm going to do for the rest of 2015. Want to join me? Call in 347-637-3789. And when you log on, blogtalkradio.com/Kathy Watson, click on the show that has to do with sitting could cause an early death. I don't have the show in front of me and I don't remember, but you've got to get up and move that body. Do you hear me? Now, before I get into the meat of the show, why don't I tell you about Live with Kathy, the consortium that is sponsor-driven. I really think of them as my partners. Do you want to be a partner with me? I made it affordable. You see, this is a learning curve. You're going to learn that radio is a powerful marketing tool, because you're going to get exposure, repetition, and recognition. But first of all, you've got to learn how to play the game. The dynamics are different. So you call me and we chat. It's a 10-week commitment, next to nothing. And I will walk with you. I'll work with you on your one-minute commercial that will be heard 4 times a week. That's 40 times in the half hour. I mean, the 10 weeks. And then you're invited to co-host a show with me. I've got to see what you got. What do you have? Now, here's where the learning curve comes in. No, if you think the floodgates are going to open and you're going to get thousands of calls, don't even bother me. No. I've been in radio and television, and that isn't how it works. If you want that to happen, then spend millions of dollars on advertising. I'm talking about your development. Let's find out about the authentic you. Now, you listen to yourself on the air. And after the show is over with, on a scale of 1 to 10, 10 being the highest, how would you grade you? Would you jump? Ask yourself. I just heard me on radio. Would I jump up and order my product? And in most cases, it's no, because it has to be tweaked. It has to be tweaked. And we do that. Now, this is where the power of marketing comes in. You email, I send you the link. You email that link to everyone in your database and ask them to forward it to their database and their database and so on and so on. So in a click of a couple of buttons, a couple of minutes, thousands of people could hear you on the air. You see, I never thought I would be in radio and television. It was the furthest thing from my mind because, you see, I had to dance. At the age of 12, I was touring with professional ballet ensembles. But when your higher power sees another vision for you, he takes over. He takes over. I don't know if I didn't know. I didn't have any role models. None. Nada. Nothing. I have a good morning little sign posted. Good morning. This is God. I will be handling all of your problems today. I will not need your help. So relax and have a great day. Make it a great day. It could be Buddha. It could be whatever you, that is your higher power. Get out of your bloated way. Have fun and let them take over. That's what I did with the writing contest. And I was delighted that I came in third. The second gal, oh, she wrote a great. Had to be 300 words or less about her trip to, what did you learn on your latest trip? And she talked about being in Paris. And the gal who won wrote a poem. So there were some who said, well, you know, Kat, that doesn't resonate. It's apples and oranges. You're either going to write a poem about your experience or you're going to write a letter about your experiences. But in any event, I was delighted. Absolutely delighted. And I may write more. I might put together a book of my writings, incorporated in the Forbidden Red Hill. So you have all of the books. Let's go to, do you want to be part of the Watson Consortium? Live with Kathy. Imagine holding an audience spellbound while I introduce you, your business, product, or service on Blog Talk Radio. And they'll hear you. Hi, Australia. Are you listening? London, England? You could call in. I'd love to hear from you. But if you want to find out more about this introductory offer, because you see, oh, honeys, we are truly living longer. And the need for your product, service, your invention, whatever it is, grows and grows and grows. Trust me on that. Trust me on that. I told you we're living longer, but not necessarily better. The quality of life is eluding so many people because they don't know what to do.
That's why we're going to really focus on the methods and the foods and the thinking process, what you need to do, and we're going to take it in divisions. And you're going to start truly enjoying good health. What are you here for? To live on the dole and to do nothing? Oh, I have to tell you, we had some shopping to do the other day and had to go to one of our favorite stores. Oh, my. Obesity-related illnesses are costing us $90 billion a year. $90 billion. I didn't say million. I said billion. Well, I was sitting there eating my pepperoni pizza. I treat myself every once in a while. Darlings, I've never seen so many obese women and some men. But the women this time outnumbered the men. Don't you know what's happening? Your heart is just encased in fat. Take time to live. Our world and life have so much to give. Live with Kathy is brought to you in part by Iron Workers District Council of Chicago and Vicinity. And on Friday, Ed Worley will be calling in. He'll be calling in because he'll be home from the big competition that was held in Canada, and it was coordination, and they had contests, burning contest, column climb contest, log out your instruments contest, rigging, rod tying, welding, and writing, and written. Huh. It's a very sophisticated trade. My mission and purpose is to introduce you to them. And I want you to acknowledge them and recognize them as co-creators of art in the form of creative construction. I love illuminating the character of iron workers, their hidden talents to pay homage to their commitment to family, work ethics revealed not only in their artistry, but in the spirit of brotherhood and solidarity. Did you know that iron workers offer a full spectrum in career development, earn while you learn? College versus the Dom Pérignon of the trades, iron workers. You see, when you qualify, log on ironworkers.org and then in search for results of the apprenticeship event in Canada and put down September 25th. It just ended. The 28th, they had a big gala, a banquet. Now you have a choice. And this has a lot to do with your health. Because when you're in stress, when you're in a query about anything, it releases toxins. The brain releases toxins into your body. So you decided, well, no, check out iron workers. Have to qualify. I think 400 entered the participated in qualification, and I don't know how many made it. But if you are fortunate enough to make it, after 4 years, you see, while you're learning, you're getting paid. And your health care kicks in. So does your pension. And I think Lee tells a story where he lived in Detroit, and he had to move to Indiana, Local 395, because they had more work than they did in Detroit. And he said, I made a ton of money. Now, we're all for higher education. Do you understand that? Did you hear me? We're all for higher education. And if you're going to go to college, so be it. But don't you dare waste that time. This is not a dress rehearsal. And tomorrow is promised to no one. It's just here. It's right now, this minute. However, if you decide to go with ironworking, it travels with you everywhere. You never lose a penny. How sweet is that? You have to be an adventurer. You, and by the way, you work out. You may not have to go to a gym. You might want to go there for cardio or whatever. But you do get quite a workout, depending on what phase of construction you're really interested in. Now, how exciting is that? Log on www.ironworkers.org and click on all of the buttons, and it's college affiliated. What a noble profession. Yes, today I got up, crack of dawn, worked out, did my elliptical. Okay, you want to enjoy good health forever? You got to exercise. I don't care how you hate, you dread, but you got to do it. If you don't, then it is what it is. And it occurred to me when I was going through, briefing through some of my information here, that starting out, baby steps always, but stair climbing, well, it depends on your weight, your knees. You have to check with your doctor. You know, I have to do a medical disclaimer. I'm not a doctor. So please check with him, because the dynamics change in the stairwell. We have our personal bay girl, Bill, you know, 30-something. I went in the other day, and he said, Kath, I've got to talk to you. And I go into his little office, and I said, well, his eyes are as big as saucers. And he said, my God, I thought I was going to die. And I said, what? What are you talking about? Well, he decided that he needed to get back into exercising. And he was at the gym. Yeah, and he has some weight to lose. And he saw the Stairmaster. And he went, aha, I'm going to show that Kathy that I could do the Stairmaster too. By this time, he's paling, and I could see. And I said, oh, really? So I sat down. I said, what did you experience? Hurry, 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 tell me. I thought I was going to die. I was on it at the slowest speed for 5 minutes, and I thought I was going to die. So I said, okay, get out your pen and pad, and I outlined the routine for him, what he needed to do and how he needed to get started, and the heart monitor was right there. We'll talk about that later. But if you're so inclined to start exercising your body, and of course it exercises your brain too, because you have to think, and now the blood is not going to turn to sludge. It's going to get this nice circulation, because you're going to start drinking a little bit more water too. And the only way that the brain could stay healthy is to have it have oxygen fed to it on a regular schedule, not once a month. Come on. So then this morning when I was on the elliptical, now Friday I do 25 flights in 10 minutes. I'll stay in training. I'll always stay in training for any climb that I should decide to do, but I already decided that it was going to be the 30 flights of nothing piece of cake in February. That's how I'm going to enjoy good health forever. It can't be hit or miss. So I'm on the elliptical, elevation 11, and I'm just at level 1. I don't want it to be too forceful because of my knees. And I let go, and I do a whole series of things while I am still pedaling backward. And I thought, man, this would be awesome, because not only are you getting your heart rate up, but you're working on your balance. It seems that by the time you're an octogenarian or whatever, there is this tendency to lose your balance. It doesn't have to be that way. Our body and brains don't age. We do. Call in 347-637-3789. listening to Live with Kathy, and I'm just sharing with you that I worked out this morning. Hoffman Estates Park District, they're the winners of the 2009 National Gold Medal Award for excellence in the nation. Erika is the head of the 50-plus club, the consortium. You don't have to be bored and lonely. And even if you don't drive, in many cases, I can't speak for everyone, if you don't ask, it's an automatic no. Get involved. Get back into life. It is so exciting out there. And remember, I want the childlike, happy, not childish, bratty, pouty pigeons. Childlike anticipation. Good morning, God. Oh, good God, it's morning. And if you're staying in the shower an hour, you need to change your job or your profession. You will not enjoy good health if that's one of the negatives that is holding you back. Log on heparks.org. Call the senior centers, the park districts, and the libraries, and start participating in your life. Because this is your life, no one else's. This is your life. And then if you need a little help with your tax or a financial issue, you could call Greg McIntyre. Actually, you could write to him at ahtax@ameritech, A-M-E-R-I-T-E-C-H. .net. Okay, you've heard me say this time and time again. And I'll keep saying it because your interest span is 5 seconds. Looks do matter. If they didn't, tell me why do we have all of these books on looking younger? You see, this is what's so marvelous about the Elixir of Youth. Discover how you can look and feel younger and better longer right now, without investing huge capital. And the secrets are mine, all natural. Once you've learned them, they're yours for life. And the book is yours free. I'm giving it away. It's my gift to you. You see, because, listen to me, have you ever seen a pretty, sad person? Have you ever seen a handsome old man who's angry at the world? No, you haven't. Everyday happenings that we all experience takes its toll on our looks. Stress, toxicity, trauma, all leading factors in premature aging and death. Now, I'm not minimizing this. Anger, toxicity, and trauma release toxins into the body. Get the book. You'll learn how to neutralize them. I don't know. I want to stay Zsa-Zsa for the rest of my life. I get a big kick out of just enjoying life to the fullest. And I will write my other book. Now, all of you out there, you've got that dream still dancing in your heart. And one of them is to open your own home-based business. You see, the reason why a home-based business fails in about 3 months is they don't take it seriously, they don't have a business plan, and when you are functioning out of your home, you're not going to do it in your jammies. You're going to get dressed. And after 30 days, oh, well, no one really cares, and they quit. I had my first homemade business when I was 25 years old. And through Letitia, she's in the book, The Choices, I'll share with you her formula. It is pandemic. More men and women than ever are embracing the power of creating their own home-based business. And I want you to invite your children. Make it a family affair. A couple of minutes to count down. This is essential. Con and scam artists. Domestic abuse running rampant. They are pros at what they do. Con and scam. You know what? They're silver-tongued serpents. And they sleep at night. Can you believe that? They sleep at night. Well, they're taking your hard-earned money. Now, with the con and scam abuse, we have domestic abuse, verbal and emotional. Do you know that in a year, based on reports, those of you that have been victimized lose $3 billion a year? I said billion. But the true figure is many times higher because most of these crimes go unreported out of embarrassment. Don't let that be you. Thank you, ARP. The Fraud Fighter Hotline is 800-646-2283. That is 800-646-2283. Domestic abuse, verbal and emotional. There's a lot out there. It just doesn't go reported because you're too embarrassed, you're too afraid. And don't you dare ever say to me, well, I'm staying for the children. I'll pop you. I'll take those children away from you. Sure, they're going to sit there and watch your significant other, their father, I don't know, your boyfriend, your girl, beat the crap out of you, and they're going to think it's okay. You see, left unchecked, it is brutal, but deadly. And let's call domestic abuse violence what it really is. It's a crime. In the book Choices, read Sheila's story. Think back to, this was a stepmother that beat her brutally as a little kid. But those of you that are in, I don't know, love, addiction, what kind of relationship are you in? I don't know. Think back to when you were first in the relationship with a loving person. This man was, and how great things were, then the violence starts, and you don't want to leave your relationship. You just want the violence to stop. I got news for you. It won't until you get help. Reach out. Know what your resources are in your community and state. In Illinois, the domestic abuse hotline number is 877-863-6338. That's 877-863-6338. Thank you. And you know, call them and they'll put you in touch with whomever you need to get in touch in your area. Hey, guys, get off your you know what. It's time for your voices to be heard. Oh, men very often are hesitant to make a statement. Oh, they don't want to get involved. Ooh, ooh. Would you want your mother, sister, or daughter be a victim of abuse? Get involved. Children are at the effect of domestic abuse. It will scar them for life. Treat them with love and kindness. They are our future. In Illinois, the domestic abuse hotline is 877-863-6338. And the two PSAs have been brought to you by dynamic people who care. All of these are contributing authors in Choices. Get the book. Reviva Labs, leader in skincare, from humble beginnings to success. Chuck Brazelton, providing insurance and financial services. My life's work, from frostbitten toes to frostbitten fingertips. Rhea Schmidt. Oh, Kathy, there are so many choices to make and so much to traverse, but the truth is, I gotta be me. I just gotta be me. And Rudy Segovia, son of migrant farm workers. But that didn't stop him from becoming a master achiever. Rudy reached the American dream. And through the years, and what is your greatest power? My story. You know, Dwight Eisenhower, quote, this is for gals. No man is worth your tears, but if you find one that is, he won't make you cry. And for you guys, this is an original quote from the Mystic Diva. That's my nickname. Rhea decided that I was a Mystic Diva. Listen to me, guys. No woman is worth breaking your heart. But if you find one that is, she won't break your heart. Okay, this is all that I've got for this. Listening to Live with Kathy on Blog Talk Radio. And our topic is, can you really, really enjoy good health, a good life forever? Yep, I'm living proof that it could happen through my choices. I'm here, this is why I was chosen, to share with you that you don't have to be a victim. Get help. It's your choice. So we're going to talk a little bit about wanting to live. Oh, tomorrow, I will carry on with this, because tomorrow it's the elixir of youth, laughter. And this kind of resonates with today's topic. So if you really want to live a super long life, well, first of all, choose your parents well. You know, part of it is genetic. It isn't all genetic. Want to be healthy until the day you die or make the transition? Laugh more and get more sleep. Longevity has a strong genetic component, but how healthy and happy you are as you age is up to you. Again, the choices you make. Most want to be healthy until the end. They don't want to live to 100 and be a decrepit wreck. Hello? Pick up the mirror. Look at yourself. Are you feeble or fabulous? The choices you make, body and brain, are yours and yours alone. Do you want to go the distance in the best shape possible? You do? Great! It's all about choices. And tomorrow's show, I will really cover that. You could find a club near you at laughteryoga.org. Laughter is a way of coping and dealing with difficult situations. It has real benefits on a clinical level. And, you know, as we get older, I don't know these people, their minds are set in cement, thoroughly mixed up and permanently set. The older we get, they seem to think that 6 hours of sleep is enough. No, 9. Sleep seems to strengthen the connection between brain cells, helping older adults process information readily. It's in the original book. You are how you sleep. And then embrace games. When I bargained with life for a penny, that was from memory. Get a book on Shakespeare and memorize a sonnet. Look at your plate. You are what you eat. Now, one of the cleanest foods ever, it's a vegetable. I didn't know this, but this comes from China. Broccoli. Put it in your daily diet. Until tomorrow at 11:30, remember to always be in your best elements. Live life happily ever after by laughing. Au revoir.